One of the key tools for preserving open space and delicate habitat lands in Sonoma County and elsewhere is the conservation easement. This legal status, attached in perpetuity to the title for the property, states what may, and often more importantly, what may not be done on that land. It is the responsibility of the nonprofits who hold those easements to make sure the restrictions are maintained and honored. Sharon Sadler is the monitoring coordinator for the Bodega Land Trust.
We're legally bound to yearly visit each conservation easement and just check that the terms of the easement are being honored. A lot of the easements have language such as kept in a forever wild condition, and we look to see that nobody's been there logging or hunting or disturbing the landscape in any way.
Established in 1992, the Bodega Land Trust holds a dozen of these easements, totaling about 500 acres, primarily in the Salmon Creek watershed in western Sonoma County. Its much larger neighbor, the Santa Rosa-based Sonoma Land Trust, holds conservation easements on 41 parcels, which add up to nearly 7,000 acres. That group's conservation easement stewardship manager, Georgiana Hale, says their monitoring efforts can be more complicated and sometimes require a measure of intervention.
Through monitoring, you get to see the landowners on an annual basis and oftentimes talk about some of their plans. That's sort of a preventative benefit of monitoring. But we do every now and then run into situations where we have to maybe scale down somebody's plans for a project. We also get encroachments from neighbors, and that's been a major issue, helping landowners to make sure that no one's coming onto their property to dump garbage or do illegal marijuana farms or build a structure over the property boundary line.
For the Bodega Land Trust, their annual monitoring program involves sending groups of three or four volunteers to have a look around at each property. Sharon Sadler says it takes just one day each year during the summer and fall months.
We have maps and we have a set of photo points. We call the landowner before because these are private properties that our easements are held on. And then we arrive on the stated date and walk the photo points and take pictures and take notes of everything we see. Things like grass has grown up, there's a dead tree now, we spotted a pileated woodpecker, or whatever it is that we happen to see that day. And we just take notes, take pictures, and then leave, and then come back again the next year.
The Bodega Land Trust also holds a once-a-year volunteer recruitment and training session for monitors. That's happening on Sunday at Salmon Creek School between Occidental and Freestone. Sandler says they're especially interested in adding some younger folks.
What we're looking for these days is younger people to come. All ages are welcome, but it's nice to have younger people because these easements are going to be around hopefully for generations and generations, and the next generation needs to become aware of them and learn how to monitor them because it's their future that they're protecting.
The larger Sonoma Land Trust also leans heavily on volunteers in its monitoring efforts, but Georgiana Hale says there isn't much turnover among the 75 participants in their program. She has a theory about why they keep coming back.
I think they really love getting to know a piece of land. Often they'll get to meet the landowners and get a little tour. There are things we love about Sonoma County, and when you get to learn more about them, it's kind of an insider's look at this place where we all live.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.